Center box.
Madam Chair, I'd move the JMC 22 amendment with the following oral amendment. The oral incorporation is on line 1.10, after the word appropriated insert in fiscal year 2011. On line 1.14, after the word appropriated insert in fiscal year 2011. And on line 1.19, after the word appropriated insert fiscal year 2011. Madam Chair, these are some small appropriations for Otter Tail County. They recently had some significant damage to roads and other public infrastructure due to flooding. So this is a small appropriation. It's an additional county program aid addition in fiscal year 10, in the December payment. And then in Chisago County, they received a grant from DEED for a industrial park in the 2008 bonding cycle. I believe that was $250,000. This adds $100,000 to that. And then in the city of Princeton, I talked to them today about a very exciting biomass project that they have a developer proposing in their industrial park. So it's $100,000 for engineering and preliminary design. And then there's $100,000 for the Department of Revenue for facility and parking improvements at their building in Ely.
We'll go back to it. We'll have to figure out. We passed a bill for flooding on it, right?
They're not in.
Oh, it's a different bill. Okay.
Different bill.
Okay, thank you.
It didn't qualify.
Thanks. Just worried that it was a duplication.
No.
Okay.
That was the
there was another bill on flooding in the House floor today. But it's not the same. It's not the same issue. We thought it was.
That's it, Madam.
Ms. Schill. Right?
That's the intent.
Okay, so it's on the
table. Staff can incorporate it that way so that it's one time.
Okay, that's part of the center box motion. Questions on this motion? Center box, were any of these, I heard the commerce one, were any of these formerly bonding projects?
The only one that I'm aware of is in Chisago County. They, in the 2008 bonding bill, were made eligible for a bonding program, and they received, I believe, $250,000 out of a larger pool of money that was available for those kind of projects.
Okay. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. The Bach amendment adopted. Further amendments. Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe you have in front of you the JMA17 amendments. I'd like to move that.
Okay, so do the senators have this amendment?
Yep.
Ends in A17. Representative Erdahl.
And I do have another short oral amendment.
Okay.
I'd like to move on line 1.12. Race was over.
Here.
I get even. I think that's a sign. After the word county, put and Buffalo Lake and Hector.
Buffalo Lake and Hector.
That's it.
Okay.
What line?
1.12.
So Representative Erdahl incorporates and Buffalo and Hector on line 1.12 after county. Representative Erdahl.
Thank you. Madam Chair, what I'm doing here is bringing us back to Hutchinson one last time, and trying to include with the mayor's input some equalization, some money from this for the towns in McLeod County and also for Buffalo Lake and Hector. So it isn't just benefiting Hutchinson, but also the surrounding cities. I think there are some benefits from doing this. Certainly would be a good thing for Hutchinson and, you know, even Litchfield because of people who work there and Dassel and Cocato. Another byproduct is Mayor Cook has promised that he won't come back next year if you pass this.
Okay, discussion to the Erdahl amendment.
Madam Chair.
Representative Marco.
I do appreciate the amendment and the, you know, the thought of the realization that we need to equalize on things. This certainly isn't going to be the answer to things, and we're kind of parceling out, but I do think this is the type of thing we have to be looking at, and I'm hoping over the interim that the following groups, and in talking with some of the city groups, I think this is the effort they're going to be looking at, is looking at some equalization, but I'd ask members to vote no on this at this point.
Representative Erdahl, or anyone else? Representative Erdahl.
Well, you know, I certainly appreciate the comments up to where you said vote against it. But, you know, maybe we're setting a trend for the future here to, you know, as ways to do this. So if that, you know, hopefully at least we're setting a foundation, I would appreciate if you'd vote for it tonight. But if not, I'm sure that Mayor Cook will be bringing this back next year.
Thank you. I'm going to call for the vote. All those in favor, Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, to Representative Erdahl's point about bringing it back next year, maybe we could delay this for a year, and then we'd have some time to maybe, in case there's a little correction needs to be made in here before they can implement it, we'd have an opportunity to review it next session. What do you think, Representative Marker? Because maybe we're headed down the right path of some revenue sharing.
Mr. Chair, while I support the principle here, first of all, this is just specific to a location. Plus, we don't know if this really works. I mean, it's the right principle in my mind, but we don't know if this works, this share, whatever. This may or may not be the plan that would work for equalization. So I don't think we want to do this.
You're
for
going.
Delay, no.
Mr. Chair, you know, I do want to thank the Mayor of Hutchinson. The commitment to just plain old be here is amazing. And you were very complimentary of him and his efforts on behalf of not only his city, but many cities like him. And I want to second that. I think we're all very impressed. I'm sure he's very disappointed. I hope, though, on the other hand, he can hear what at least this group of legislators, the majority of them, not every one of them, is saying right now. It is not these issues are statewide, and they are broad tax policy principles that we have to get our heads around. And folks who are still trying to do these when, you know, we can tell the rules need to get changed are kind of getting stuck here. And some other people have gotten through, and it is unfair. It really is unfair. It is unfair that some have these and some don't, and I want to recognize that. And I know the mayor, I'm sure this is very frustrating right now, and, you know, I want to hear that. I do remain resolute, though, that I think we need a statewide answer to this rather than a piecemeal approach. So I'm going to vote no, but Mayor Cook is really forcing the issue, and it tells us we've got a lot of work to do. Senator Bach.
You know, Madam Chair, I was wondering if maybe next year, the city's facing some pretty extraordinary circumstances relative to their wastewater costs. If we could maybe find a way to make them eligible for some public facilities authority bonding to buy down some of their debt service.
Mr. Chair, I think that's going on, but, you know, you're right. That would be a great way in the public finance article of the tax bill next year to try to think through, is there something else there? And that's also, you know, creates construction jobs as well. We maybe should try to look at that, but I know there's some of that now.
If I could, Madam Chair, let me just say for the record, maybe I think Hutchinson is one of the cities that's involved with the coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities. Maybe the, I just would suggest to the coalition that maybe they look for a different alternative for Hutchinson, and maybe the, I think you can find some very difficult circumstances for the city that might lead to some emergency bonding with the Public Facilities Authority to try and take over some of the debt. And there may even be some precedent for it, I'm not sure, but maybe people should spend some time maybe thinking of a different approach.
A debt instrument. Okay, if not, I'll call for the vote. All those in, I'm sorry, Representative Coonan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to comment on this a little bit. Well, first of all, I'm going to support it, understanding Hutchinson, the jam that they're in. And I appreciate the idea that they're starting to look at some of the revenue sharing. But it also brings to light the complexity of this. When I looked at it, the first thing I seen is that Buffalo Lake and Hector weren't included. So
Representative Erdahl added them.
I know.
Okay.
I understand
so
that. But that's the first thing.
Was that your hint?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right, Madam Chair. But it does show that setting up the proper system is important in the first place. And I appreciate that the mayor understands that the importance of that type of way of handling these revenues. But I'm going to support it, but we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
No. The amendment is not adopted.
I thought Representative Loeffler said
I couldn't
yes,
hear Representative Loeffler very well.
I think she said yes.
I will clarify, I'm a no.
Okay.
No.
But the amendment is not adopted.
Excellent try to solve a problem
yep,
that yet will be solved, I am convinced, because not only of the persistence of the mayor and his creativity in seeking solutions, but because he has enlarged his circle of concern and creative minds on this.
Thank you. Is there anything else? Well, I think we're done. Yay, Senator Rosen, for
way to go.
Thanks, kind of conference committee, Madam Chair.
I think what we want to do is we want to wait. We're going to adopt the actual bill and the spreadsheet. Do we want to adopt the spreadsheet right now? Why don't we adopt what we've got? Yeah, we can't adopt this. We made amending changes. Yeah, we don't know. Okay. We're waiting. What do you want to do?
I think we should wait so we don't end up having to amend it.
Yeah.
If staff can get the report,
no question.
Everyone should think of this as done, but we are going to recess because we're going to come back to actually adopt the drafting changes, the bill, and the spreadsheet when we come back. And there, you know, we want to be honest, there's an outside chance, I think it's an outside chance, that as negotiations continue throughout the day, there might be a request of this group. We'd have to make that decision at that time. But at this point, we should view the bill as closed, even though we've not formally taken action. So we are going to have to come back into the room. And we don't know when. Is there anything else? Okay, if not, we're in recess. Thank you.
Very good.
All done. 100,000 here, 100,000 there.